This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Had a gander of the first day of the Supreme Court nomination hearing for Judge Kavanaugh. But let me tell you, it was a huge circus, and the Senate Democrats with their little minion sheep were the clowns. What an absolute embarrassment. And I'll be talking about different things throughout the different hours tonight that happened today. But I didn't get to listen to everything because, you know, I do have an actual, you know, work to do. But just the different parts that I listened from the Democrats, I was disgusted. It's clear that Democrats care nothing about the Constitution and actually upholding it. What they really want is an activist judge who will push their agenda and ideology. Of course, they project onto Kavanaugh, who has a stellar record, what they say he wants to do that for the right. It was shameful the way they were behaving. One of the things they kept complaining about is documentation. And the chair of the committee, Senator Grassley, pointed out that there's more documentation from Kavanaugh than there was from all five last Supreme Court nominees combined. That's combined. And, you know, they kept pushing it and pushing it. And it was really pathetic. And the sad part is this is what we have to tolerate and put up with now with the Democrat Party. All they're going to do is just be against anything and everything. I don't know why, to be honest with you, they're even bothering having a hearing, because the Democrats have already decided, except maybe those that are in tough elections and you know, red or swing states, the Democrats have already decided they're not voting for him. They don't care. They are not voting for him. So why are we going to let them harass this man and lie about him in a hearing? I personally think it's a huge waste of time. You can read all of Kavanaugh's opinions from when he was a federal judge. You can read them. You can read his own words of what he wrote in certain cases. But what the Democrats are doing is trying to claim something else out of those cases. The man followed the law and interpreted it, according to the Constitution. That's the kind of judge we want. That's what the Supreme Court is supposed to be about. It's not supposed to be about, oh, well, I'm going to be an activist and push some left-wing causes and progressivism because that's really how I want it to be. That's not what our founding fathers set up our government to be like. They put this document into place to make sure we were assured, protected our freedoms that they didn't, the government doesn't grant us, that they were protected by the government. But the Democrats, oh, no, no, no. They don't want that. They want the activist judges in there so they can have judges interpret things that aren't true, that are anti-constitution, infringe upon our Bill of Rights, infringe upon every single amendment, especially ones that they don't like the First and Second. And that's why they're upset about Kavanaugh. The man has probably a better record than all the previous people that have been put into place. I mean, for God's sake, Elena Kagan had never even been a sitting judge, ever. Not a sitting judge. Think about that. Let that sink in for a second. The woman was never a sitting judge in any court. And then she gets nominated to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court of the United States. But that was okay with them. Now we have a guy who has been a judge and actually has multiple, many, many, many opinions out there that he wrote that every one of them can read. And they're complaining about it and resisting. And yes, I'm putting up my fist, resist. So that is just an example of what the Senate Democrats are doing at the SCOTUS hearing. And like I said, I'll talk about it throughout different times, specific things that were said or done. But that's the big news of the day. You know, we have this clown show going on, and you know they had to remove protesters this morning because they were obnoxious and God only knows what they're yelling out. Actually, former Governor Mike Huckabee claimed that one of the protesters was identified and it was Hillary Clinton, saying it should have been my pick, it should have been my choice. It was actually kind of funny. He tweeted that out in the Twitterverse, of course. He's joking. But that's basically the gist of why they're arguing against it. They lost the election. They lost the chance to nominate more Supreme Court justices. And they keep saying, oh, it's a lifetime appointment. Yes, that's right. And you had two of them under Obama. Again, one who wasn't ever even a judge. And you almost had a third, except for it was right before a presidential election, and that's just not hurt. That doesn't get done. And from their own party's experience, they know that. Come back after the break, and we are going to be talking with a Republican woman state rep who is a school board member, and I want to get her insight take on local legislatures, because local elections are so important. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on,
and...
lady. Get a move
Goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. Check it out at TheRealSide.com. We also have Android and Apple apps, so you can get the show on the go. The next hour, I am going to be have a guest on who is a fabulous, fabulous state representative out of New Hampshire. She's a Republican who is a state representative for one of the ward in one of the biggest cities in Manchester, Lisa Freeman. And she's also a member of the school board in one of the biggest cities in the state as well, in Manchester. So, Lisa, welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thanks, Kim. It's good to be here.
Now, you know, I wanted to bring you on because, you know, all the elections are going on, right? All across the country. So this is applicable to every country. I mean, every country, every state.
I knew what you meant.
I know. So I just wanted to you to give us your experiences a little bit, and I'll ask you some other questions too. But your experiences as a state legislator, what's that been like for you?
Quite interesting. I did not begin my life out wanting to be in politics. I'm formally educated as an occupational therapist. I've worked with Alzheimer's and dementia, which is no different than what I'm dealing with at the state house at times. It's interesting to be in New Hampshire, especially in our legislature, because we have 400 seats. We have mm-hmm. the largest state house in the country. So it can be trying at times. I mean, whether you're on the same side or not, even if you're on the same side, you can have a different opinion about the same bill. So it's been interesting, to say the least. I'll tell you what, Kim, a lot of people put emphasis on females being in politics. I don't see it. In New Hampshire, you're not viewed as a woman Republican. You're just viewed as a Republican or a Democrat. So right. really, gender has played no part in politics in New Hampshire, which I really do appreciate. But it's been interesting. As a freshman legislator, I've learned the ropes. Oops. I've still got a lot more to learn, but, I found a second coming, I guess. I'm also on the Manchester School Board, and I'm in my second term. And that's definitely been more of a challenge in the state house in a lot of ways, because it's a smaller venue. There's 14 board members. So that to me is a lot more up close and personal, and that's the real challenge right there.
Right. Well, and you know, you brought up a good point, because you know, there's all this emphasis on we need more women to be elected, but we've had women in the legislature in New Hampshire for a very long time, and has it ever been so emphasized as when Hillary was running, or is this something new, really?
No, I think it's something new. I really do, because we've always had state reps in the state house that were females. I mean, you can go back 50, 60 years and you'll see it. And you'll see
right.
it. I do think the emphasis on gender has been, you know, overemphasized over the past 6 to 8 years with Hillary coming on the scene. And quite frankly, I think that diminishes our roles as legislators. It makes us appear to be something that we're not. We're not a separate class. I'm
right.
a state rep just like John Smith is a state rep. Doesn't matter who I am or what gender I am. So I
right.
think we've overemphasized it. And people are very, I tend to see that a lot of the male state reps tend to be a little more reticent when they're dealing with the female, when we're discussing issues, because I think they're afraid that somebody's going to, you know, try to slap something, a nasty accusation on them. So I don't think it's been to the benefit of women at all to put this much emphasis on whether you're a female or a male.
Right, because they're just it's interesting. After Hillary lost, they came out countrywide and said we need more women representation because there's X amount number of women in the country. Well, maybe women don't want to run for office as many as are, you know, out in the public. Maybe they're doing other things than running for office. You know, how about we just get whoever's qualified and whoever earns our votes? Does it have to matter?
Exactly.
Does it really matter?
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, it's like putting affirmative action on different state legislators. Why? Why would you do that?
Right.
It's like saying, oh, you have to have X amount of African American representatives, X amount of Asian representatives. You can't do that. You can't do it as a citizen led legislation. You know what I mean, legislate for.
Yeah.
You can't predetermine who should be sitting in those seats. That's the voter's choice.
Right.
And that's
right.
not anyone but the voter's choice.
And in New Hampshire's case, we're far different than most places. Tell everyone how much you get paid a year to do this.
Oh, no. You ready? I want everybody to be sitting down because, you know what, it's quite an extraordinary amount. I receive $100 a year. I receive $100 a year. Now, we get it in a lump sum when we get elected, so we get
$200, but unfortunately they also take taxes out of us, which may be illegal, I am hearing, because it's a stipend, not a real salary. $46 of that comes out in taxes, federal taxes. We have no state income tax in New Hampshire. And then I have to pay for my license plate, which are $9, pay for my name tag, which was $25, pay for my business cards, which was another $25. So right now you're at $60. So I walk away maybe with $90. For a 2-year term. For a 2-year term. If you want to quantify it, when we're in session, because we're in session between January and May, and session days are typically Thursday. But then there's committee. I'm on a committee as well. So my committee days would be Tuesday, sometimes Wednesday. So some weeks it would be Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And it's a full day. So, you know, if you want to quantify it, I think I made 10 cents an hour.
Well, you know, the Democrat governors in New Hampshire tonight want to put a minimum wage into place, so maybe they'll up your wages, too.
I don't think that, right? Okay. it's all relative, my friend. It's all relative. We don't want to be paid more because it'll taint the process. It'll taint our system. And that's the beauty of New Hampshire politics. You know, we're so on the cutting edge of politics at every given moment in this state. We love politics in New Hampshire. First in the nation primary.
I'm with you. You know what? We're going to be right back in a few minutes, and we'll come back and continue this conversation. Thank you so much.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings are continuing this afternoon. Texas Senator Ted Cruz delivered his opening remarks.
Most Americans, and I know the overwhelming majority of Texans, want judges who will follow the law and will not impose their policy preferences on the rest of us, and who will be faithful to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Justices who will uphold fundamental liberties like free speech, like religious liberty, like the Second Amendment.
And just about 2,000 miles away from where that hearing is going on, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey had a major announcement regarding Senator John McCain's Senate seat.
As I contemplated who could best serve our state in the U.S. Senate, I kept coming back to one name and one person, John Kyle.
Kyle will hold the seat until 2020 when a special election is held. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. And check out TheRealSide.com, where we have Android and Apple apps so you can get the show on the go. I am joined tonight by Lisa Freeman, who is a Republican state representative in New Hampshire. She also sits on a school board of one of the largest cities in the state. And we're talking about local politics and local legislatures because it's super important to get out and know who your legislators are, pay attention to what they're voting on, and get out and actually vote for them. You know, the federal elections, yeah, those are coming up too, but where you can really make a difference in your state, every state, is at the local level, because you can actually talk to these people face to face and they won't ignore you, usually. Depends on what side they're on and, you know, if they don't actually like you. But that's a different story. That's usually Democrats when they run away from me. That's when Democrats run away from me when I, you know, go to the state house. So what made you, now is this is your first term as a state rep, but is it your first term as a school board member too?
No, I'm in my second term.
Okay.
I'm in my second term. Yep, I'm in my second term. And you're asking me what made me run?
Yes.
Can you know some of my story? So I'll share it briefly. So 20 years ago, my husband and I and a very small son, he was 4 at the time, were political refugees from Massachusetts. So the only state that we thought
pain.
Really, I know you do. So the only state that we really felt in close proximity that really honored what we believed in was New Hampshire. So subsequently, we moved here 20 years ago. So fast forward, my son's through. He went through the Manchester school system, and I wasn't happy with a lot of the things that I was seeing. And one of them was the advent of Common Core standards.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I put my big girl pants on and said, it's time. It's time. You know, I was very involved with my son's education. And to his, to, you know, he was fortunate for that, and I was fortunate to be able to see it from the inside.
Right.
But when Common Core came on the scene, that kind of did it for me. I said, you know what, even if I don't have any skin in the game with a kid in the school system, I have a responsibility. Future generations of children can't be raised with these educational standards. Besides, those kids are going to be taking care of me when I'm 90 years old.
Right.
So if they can't add, how are they going to give me my medication? So that kind of, you know, that kind of prompted me. I said, you know what? I can complain about it all I want, but I need to do something about it. So I ran to school. And I won.
And Manchester can be tough, too. Yeah.
Well, Manchester is, you know, Manchester is largely Democratic. We have a brand new Democratic mayor. First woman mayor. It's not that it makes any difference to me. And she happens to be a Democrat, and she's a progressive Democrat, so it's difficult. This is a very Democratic city. Manchester was a mill city for years and years and years. So these are real blue collar workers, and a lot of these families are still here. But I've seen a real swing of the pendulum as far as blue collar goes. Those blue collar workers are old time Democrats. So now they're Republicans. Because a lot of the values that they had as Democrats when they were younger have completely left that political base.
Right.
So,
yeah, especially
so
everywhere
it's
doing that, yep. So
I
now
decided
you...
to run. And then I'm... but...
No, go ahead.
So, after I was halfway through my first term as school board, I noticed I didn't like the way that, you know, I wasn't being represented in the state house. Our former state representative showed up for 10% of the meeting days, committee and sessions. So my district wasn't being represented at all.
Wow.
At all. So that's when I said, you know, it's time. It's time for me to see what I can do at the state level as well.
And did you find... When you got into the actual legislature, did you find, were you surprised by the processes, or is it what you expected as someone who was a citizen before, but now you're part of the actual lawmaking process?
I don't know if I was surprised. I'd say I was a little disenchanted. Surprised? No. No, because politics is ugly, and honestly, seeing what was going on in Manchester for all these years and kind of keeping my head in the game but not really being a part of it, I saw a lot of the ugly. So when I got up to the state house, I wasn't surprised. I was disenchanted, though. I thought maybe there would be a way to work with the other side of the aisle, but it just didn't exist. It didn't exist. It doesn't exist. So I was pretty disappointed.
But didn't it used to exist previously?
Yes. Sure.
Before the Democrats went so extremely far left?
Absolutely. It absolutely did exist. It absolutely did exist. I mean, even on the school board, people I disagreed with who were Democrats, at least we had a modicum of decorum for each other. It's gone. It's absolutely gone. In 2 short years since President Trump was elected, it just completely went out the door.
Yeah.
You don't have to be nice to people if you're a Democrat.
Right, and some of them are quite, I'm sure it's across the country, well, we know it's across the country, but in New Hampshire, some of them are quite insane that are... in the state house. And I've written about some of them because they're that insane. But it's just, it's just worse and worse. So how do you deal with working or having to work with these? I'm not putting words in your mouth. This is what I call them. Left-wing loons that you're supposed to be working with as, you know, in a way to get things through done and for the people.
So honestly, Kim, I mean, what a lot of us have, but the state, and we have the majority in the state house, we have the majority in the Senate, we have the corner office, the governor is Republican, so we have a Republican House right now, and hopefully it'll stay that way. But, you know, after the first 6 months of trying to extend an olive branch or at least be civil to the other side, I just gave it up. I just said, you know what, I'm just not even going to acknowledge it. Because to feed into it makes no sense. That doesn't mean That doesn't mean if someone is outwardly hostile to me that I'm going to ignore that. That won't happen. You know, you don't have a right to threaten me, and you certainly don't have a right to disparage me.
Right.
But you mean you've seen it. You've seen the tweets that have gone out from a few select progressive representatives who, you know, it's okay to make soft threats against, you know, Republican men.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's really, honestly, if I can't wrap my head around a lot of that behavior, so I don't even try. They choose their issues, and I can't deal with their issues. I have my own issues.
I don't even know. How do you deal with not wanting to yell out or laugh in someone's face? I mean, when they're at the well, which is, for those of you who don't know, you know, some, when people are voting on legislation, they'll go up and they might give a speech about why you should or shouldn't vote for it. And some of the BS that comes out of Democrats' mouths is mind-numbing. And, of course, I've been in the galley, or the gallery. Galley.
Of course.
I've been in the gallery. So I get my frustrations out by live tweeting it, right? So I can't say anything out loud, but how do you even deal with it? Because you're there all the time.
Well, I have been known to have outbursts. I mean, there have been moments when I've been like, oh, my gosh, you're lying. It's just not a shred of truth to what you just said. But you got to take it from where it comes from. Look, Republicans, historically, traditionally, and in the present, base what they say when they're defending a bill or defending a point with facts.
Right.
Democrats do it with feelings. Big difference. Big difference.
All right. We will be right back. We will continue talking with Lisa Freeman and her adventures at the New Hampshire State House as a local state legislature. Don't go away.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
Tammy and I take over the world again tonight, and I am your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more, and check us out at TheRealSide.com. I am continuing with Lisa Freeman, a Republican New Hampshire state representative who is also a school board member. And again, one of the reasons I wanted to have Lisa on is because it's we have elections coming up across the country, and I want people to understand how important it is to understand what's going on in your own state and understand, you know, talk to your state representatives, understand how they voted, and talk to them, and maybe you could even get bills or legislation in that you think are important. So now that you've been through this now for a while, Lisa, what do you think about the whole local legislature government thing as a, you know, according to what I'm talking about, like how important it is to the people of every state? I didn't know if I rambled a little, so I didn't know if it made sense.
It made sense. I think it's pivotal. Everybody can watch the national news and see what's going on in Washington, you know, and it's important, and you should be informed about what's happening in Washington. But it's It's a phrase that you use, Kim. It's 7 degrees of separation. You know, those things do affect us, but not today. Not right in this second, right on in this moment. Local politics affects you on a day-to-day basis more than you'll ever understand. It's really important that people reach out to the candidates. And pick like, I say to people when I knock on doors and I do that, you know, what are your core values? What are your core issues? What are the things that you think are the most important for your day-to-day life? Taxes, your kids' education, some social issues, national security, state security. Pick the things that you think are important, and find a candidate who aligns with you on those. Now, you're never going to find a candidate who aligns with you 100%. That's just the way it is. That's
right.
Just the way it is. We're people. We're people first, politicians second. But, you know, dig a little bit. Find that if this is an incumbent office, if the person running for office is an incumbent, look at their voting record. Everything is online, Kim. Nothing is clandestine. Everything is available. The information is available. Call them up on the phone. Email them. Say, you know, see how fast they get back to you. See if you get a return call. Yeah, you know, it really doesn't take a lot of work to really, you know, investigate the candidates and find out who best represents what you feel is important. And I tell people that all the time. All the time. You know,
right.
If you don't have to be involved in politics to have a say in it.
Right. And all of, you know, I'm pretty sure every state's the same way. The voting records are online, and candidate information should be available online. But what I always tell people, too, is don't believe the candidate and what they say if you don't know them. Look into their voting record. You know, if they're telling you one thing and you see that their voting record says another, question them on it. And if they can't answer it, well, maybe they shouldn't get your vote.
Right, exactly. And if it's somebody who is not an incumbent and doesn't have a voting record, I would look at their work history. I would look at their work history. I'm more inclined to vote for a small business owner than I'll ever vote for someone who's always had a government sector job. Or in an activism position. Or went right from college into, you know, a cushy job that's not in the private sector. I'm more inclined to go with those people who have lived some real world experience. So there's a lot of different ways.
Well, and the thing is, and there is, and one of the other things, too, is what the legislature, like you said, the legislation at the local level affects you directly. You know, the federal stuff does as well, but that's a huge difference of a process. But you can actually make a difference as a citizen and your local level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I beg people, I beg my constituents to call me and say, you know what? What is an issue to you in this state that we can change? What do you want to repeal a law? Boom, I'm on it. I'd love to repeal some laws. We have so many ridiculous laws sitting on the books in New Hampshire. I'd love to be able to dig into some of those and get them repealed.
Right.
You know, do you have some issues with education? Oh, you don't like the fact that you get a $50 ticket because you're talking on your cell phone and it's not hands-free? Well, let's put in a bill to get rid of that. Things of that nature. You know what? Whatever your day-to-day issues are, at the state level, we can address those.
Right. And that's why, you know, like you said, people don't have to be politicos, but at least know who you're voting for so that you make a wise decision without just, you know, whatever your party may be, or if you're an independent, if you just saw a commercial but you don't really know about the person, don't waste the time on the vote. Get to know the person a little bit.
Right. And you know, honestly, don't believe about a tenth of what you see or hear about a candidate.
Right.
You know, listen, I only believe my lying eyes. If I don't see it or hear it right from them, I'm not going to go with somebody else because it has told me about that person. And never, ever, ever, ever vote for anybody based on feeling, because you feel like you like them. Look.
No.
These are the things. These are the things that get us in trouble as a country, and especially in the state of New Hampshire. Feelings have nothing to do with votes. I don't vote on bills in the state house based on feelings. I vote based on what the state constitution says, what the U.S. Constitution says, and what my constituents want. Boom. End of discussion.
Well, Democrats in New Hampshire vote how their party tells them to, so I guess that's kind of based on feelings.
Kind of. Emotion vampires, that's what I call them.
Right, emotion vampires, that's awesome. So, because we have primaries coming. You don't have a primary this year, do you?
No, I haven't. I guess I'm pretty lucky that I'm the only Republican running in this district. There's only two seats. There's only two state rep seats, and there's three people running. Two of them are Democrats, and they're married to each other.
So I don't
have a primary.
Okay. Okay. So, Lisa, will you come back on the other side with me, and we can talk about some current events and topics that are going on?
Of course. I'm up now.
You're up now. You might as well just stay
on
up.
The East Coast. They don't know on the East Coast that it is.
It's 10 o'clock. So we're going to actually be here on the other side. I'm going to have Lisa come back. We'll talk about current events. Go to the website, check out the stations and times, get a drink, keep the defibrillator close. I can't actually say it. I can't even say it right now. And I will be here guest hosting again the next hour for Joe Messina. And we will be talking about some of the current events stories that we have found, including Levi Strauss and handmade harpies that we'll talk about. Lisa's my favorite. And you can find me at NewHampshirePoliticalBuzz.com. Our org and graniterock.com. We will come back in a minute and we will keep you posted on what's going on and have some fun in the next discussion. But wait. Sorry, I'm not timing this very well tonight, guys. You guys have to cut me some slack. I'm not timing this very well tonight. I'm trying to pay attention to too many things. This is Joe's really good at this. This is where I'm not that good at this. Because I expect certain times things to be happening, and I kind of fail sometimes at them. But we can always make the best of it, right, Lisa?
Hey, listen, I'm not going to hold it against you. You know where I'm at. You know where I'm at, my friend. Besides, how often do you do this?
Not very often. Not that often.
Right.
I'll be doing a few times coming up in September and October, though, so it's getting easier, but it's still, you know, got to get the timing issues down. You know, when I go to meetings and things like that, I have an alert on my phone. I don't have music to come in because I'm live on the air. So that's a little bit different of a story, but you all will forgive us now, right? You all forgive me because... when I go to things, I'm usually skidding in because I'm right on time, or I'm a little bit late. I'm never usually on time or early.
That's an intelligent person.
Well, or it's a sign of someone who just doesn't organize and prepare early enough to get off the computer or whatever I'm doing to get there on time.
Well,
I do try.
True, but I heard it. Take the compliment. I heard it's a sign of an intelligent person.
Hey, I'll take it, just like they say people with potty mouths are. And I don't say that on the air, but okay. See, there's my music. We'll be back on the other side of the hour, everyone. I am super sorry for dragging that on. And Lisa's going to join me. We have some really good stuff that's going to get you outraged, including Levi Strauss and handmade harpies and gun control. We'll be back in the next hour.